From Airwolf, Magnum PI, and Saint Elsewhere, Native Voices and Days of Our Lives, this is Jean Bruce Scott congratulating you on your excellent taste for choosing this station and podcast.
Here are some handy tips and information regarding your hospital bedside TV, radio, and phone service. TV channels 1 to 5 are free to use at certain times every day, so check your screen for details. To help you keep in touch with friends and loved ones, outgoing calls are also free all day, every day, to landline numbers that begin with 01, 02 or 03. Radio channels can be listened to absolutely free at any time of day. If you fancy a film, we have over 80 great films to choose from, to suit all ages and all film tastes. Why not check out the free film trailers and see if there's anything you fancy? If the latest blockbuster film isn't your thing, then how about one of our classic films, such as The Great Escape, Rain Man, or Some Like It Hot?
250.
250?
Yeah.
You're crazy. You ought to be locked up. You too. 250 guys just walking down the road just like that.
Of course, I'm an excellent driver.
You know how to drive?
Yeah.
Rain Man! You never touch the steering wheel when I'm driving. Do you hear me?
Of course, I don't have my underwear.
To find out more about bedside entertainment services and find a bundle to suit your needs, just pick up the bedside phone and speak to the friendly Hospedia customer care team. They'll help you find the best deal. And remember, to contact Hospital Radio, just pick up the phone and dial star 800.
Come on, Borough, and up the Borough. Seven simple words, a lifetime of entertainment.
Oh, go on, let's have a blast from the past just in celebration of Coventry's 100% record.
In today's crowd.
Oh, perhaps not. It's Manila. It's something completely different. You see, I don't know, Rob. What can we actually say?
Send him to Coventry.
Yeah, clearly. I think, you know, we will. Why were we actually going to launch with that whole sequence? Well, it was quite simple because we thought we don't forget our previous attendees and previous folks. So, take it away, sir.
Hi, this is Tony Mowbray, and you're listening to Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast.
There we are, you see.
I see.
Yeah, you see the Coventry connection.
Nice.
It's good to see he's doing well, actually.
Yeah, he's made a very good start.
Cracking start, 100% start in Coventry, actually. Looking to replace Middlesbrough as Middlesbrough going to the Premiership next season.
Oh, I see, yes,
yeah,
yes.
Sort of step by step, that's yes. All right for that. So here we are, unbeaten.
Yeah.
Very close to the area of saying, we are top of the table. Top of the table are we.
Well, we might have been if we'd have held on for those last 3 or 4 minutes.
I was listening to Alan Ramage on Radio Nottingham.
Alan Ramage?
Yeah.
And, Middleton Derby, yeah.
Yes, exactly. And he was very delighted when Derby scored.
Was he?
Yeah.
Right.
As you'd expect the BBC Nottingham people to actually be, really. But they did say that, effectively, they were overwhelmed and they hadn't had a shot on target until about the 70th minute. And then, of course, there was, I think, one save corner scenario that was sort of taking place, which Konstantopoulos managed to save. But then,
That's right. There
was the equaliser.
Yes, it was one-way traffic in the second half, but it was one-way traffic last year at the IPRO, and we thought we'd survived again. I suppose that was the tactic, really, was to absorb the pressure, and as you say, not that many chances were being created because of defending so well, and then one ball's knocked in the box, and Ayala doesn't make the header for once in the game, and a man is unmarked at the back post and sticks it in.
Never mind.
No.
We also welcome to Flying to the Moon today the man who was here and the first flying to the moon.
He was.
Placement T, University of Teesside multimedia student, Sam Bradley. How are you, Bradley?
I'm good.
Excellent. That's what we like to hear. A few names for you, Sam. Mark Somerbell.
I can't say who that is.
Not sure with respect to that. Okay. Dickie Rooks?
No.
No, not with respect to that. Luke Wilshire?
No.
Rob, do these names...
Well, Luke Wilshire... He's still playing, I think. He was playing for Feyenoord last season.
And together with Terry Cooper, Ryan Fredericks, Hugh Good, William Hicks, Andy Higgins, Bob Anderson, Phil Bach, Ian Baird, Andrew Baikie, they're all people, and indeed Albert Adoma, who've played for both Bristol City and Middlesbrough.
Mm.
Yeah, exactly so. Is it easy meat tomorrow, Rob? I mean, this is a Fly Me to the Moon podcast special. You won't have a paper companion for this. This is not a companion to a paper edition, because there won't be a paper companion for this.
No, there won't be a paper.
Exactly. So in terms of that, is it easy meat?
Well, if you were watching or listening to reports on the Bristol City Leeds game in midweek, up until that point they had no points, didn't they? And up until the last 5 minutes, and then they turned it round with two goals in the last 5 minutes, including injury time in those 5 minutes. Mm. So that's going to be very significant for their season. And they'll go into this match with a whole different outlook, won't they?
That is the classic.
They were heading for 2-0 defeat by Leeds. Mm. That was the point at the time.
But you would expect, I think, a full 3 points from Borough.
Let's hope so. We looked very strong in our first home match, and
it could have been 8. Let's face it.
Yeah.
If they kept up in the second half, the sort of pace that they started.
I think basically they had to drop down a gear in the second half, knowing that they were going to Derby on the Tuesday, and the fact that so many games at the start of the season, you really not that many players had played at Oldham as well, but Albert Adoma was amongst them, and he certainly he flagged in that second half, and as he did it. Derby, he was under a lot of pressure. So basically, it is a marathon, is it not, this season, rather than a sprint? And I'm sure if we had kept up at that pace, we would have knocked a few more holes in Bolton.
From the quotes that you can't believe they've ever written, Anthony Vickers, writer for the Evening Gazette, who would have thought that the Gazette, let's say it is the Gazette these days, not the Evening Gazette.
Gazette, yes.
If you like them on Facebook, it is actually Evening Gazette. How bizarre is that? But he comes up with the line, a terrifying flashback to a dystopian nightmare alternative reality. You wouldn't have expected that in a newspaper based in Middlesbrough, would you? A terrifying flashback to a dystopian nightmare alternative reality.
Is this a sci-fi thing?
Well, you know, I thought, is he on some sort of, you know, medication for that sort of side of things? But, you know, I mean, is that the sort of line, phrase that you would coin in your journalism studies, Sam?
That completely depends on the subject.
It would completely depend
Football,
on the subject.
Probably not.
Mm. Well, apparently he's referring to Middlesbrough 1, Bristol City 3. And he basically takes no prisoners, does Vickers? He actually says, imagine a back four featuring fragile Seb Hines and penalty box hand grenade Andre Bikey. It's very confusing, isn't it? In the middle, and with a barely fit Stuart Parnaby at right back and a terrified-looking Justin Hoyt out of position on the left, imagine a midfield that had Grant Leadbitter carrying lightweight line-hugger Emmanuel Ledesma on the right and academy clone Josh McEachran in the midfield, with the enigmatic Marvin Emnes looking uninterested wide off the left wing. Imagine a hard-working but blunt front line of Lukas Jukovic and big Ishmael Miller. And it was only 3 years ago.
Wow.
November the 24th, 2012. Middlesbrough 1, Bristol City 3.
Yes, they provided a few shocks at the Riverside. It's true.
Worth noting, but at the end of the day, even though Bristol City defender Aidan Flint, perhaps named after our man Flint, actually comments on the notion that this could be their toughest test of the season so far. Speaking in the Bristol Evening Paper here, he maintains that they don't fear Middlesbrough.
No fear. Mm-hmm. Well, let's hope they do rather worse than the last promoted team we played against at Preston. They were very difficult opponents in the first game.
And, of course, you were away to Preston, and Preston have proved to be quite reasonable in any case.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's good to see Bristol City back at this level, because I think it's a club that they've got ambitions, that there's been quite a few sort of changes at their stadium as well.
No 100% records left as far as the championship is actually concerned.
At this early stage.
Yeah. Brighton, obviously, the last one to hold from that perspective. Is it going to be that sort of battle of the packs?
Yeah, it looks... it's a bit early to say, but obviously last season it was incredibly close, wasn't it? Half the league table were
McCarthy's
were
using wingers at Ipswich Town.
Really?
Mm, I know.
Well, of course, Ipswich... A very strong team at home always, and they're looking good at this early stage, aren't they?
We're going to find out more about Sam's views and perspectives on the Sky Bet Championship. Rob will be reflecting on the excitement of last week's result, which I believe, Rob, you came closest to correctly predicting.
Did I?
I thought you'd said 3-0, actually. I thought you actually got spot on, but Sam is saying no, you didn't. We could, of course, play the podcast back. But, you know,
Did I say 2-0?
Yeah, I believe that was the message that was actually there. I'd put in a 1-0 and Sam had gone for 2-1. But I'll already sort of say now I think it'll be 4-0 to Middlesbrough tomorrow. I think
that'd be nice.
It'll be a whitewash. That'd but anyway, good. We'll talk about that and more after this.
In today's crowded world, it's sometimes hard to get heard. And sometimes you need a little extra push to be heard. That's where Manila PR can help. We specialise in online radio and press for independent bands, with prices to match, and have been doing so for the last decade. So if you have a noise to make, make it with Manila. Visit manilapr.com now.
Parkville is a purpose-built residential care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough and providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate residential elderly and residential EMI service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 223334. That's 01642 223334. Parkville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
Strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium.
Hang on. Slow down. One tablespoon.
Remember, any more than one tablespoon could kill you. Any less than one tablespoon could kill you.
Right, what was the recipe?
And that's the recipe.
Oh,
if you would like a more simple solution, you can always call Pharma Nord on 01670 519989.
All right.
Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989. Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Pharma Nord, I wonder?
pharmanord.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondents from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
Here are some handy tips and information regarding your hospital bedside TV, radio and phone service. TV channels 1 to 5 are free to use at certain times every day, so check your screen for details. To help you keep in touch with friends and loved ones, outgoing calls are also free all day, every day, to landline numbers that begin with 01, 02 or 03. Radio channels can be listened to absolutely free at any time of day. If you would like to access a paid service, such as our wide range of TV channels, Sky Sports, our great range of films, or just need a little internet access, then you'll need to buy a bundle. Buying a longer stay bundle will give you the best value for money, so try to buy a bundle to suit your maximum length of stay. If you pay for a TV service with your debit or credit card and happen to leave the hospital earlier than expected, then just contact our customer care team from your bedside phone. They may be able to downgrade your bundle to a shorter duration and give you a partial refund. To find out more about bedside entertainment services and find a bundle to suit your needs, just pick up the bedside phone and speak to the friendly Hospedia customer care team. They'll help you find the best deal. And remember, To contact Hospital Radio, just pick up the phone and dial star 800.
Would you like some stats, Rob, with respect to Bristol City and Middlesbrough? I mean, we don't normally use stats, but yes. I just thought it's quite interesting. Tomorrow's match is going to be the 65th league meeting between the two clubs. The sides have also met six times in the FA Cup and once in the League Cup. Borough have actually played 121 of the 32 matches played at home. They've only lost 4, 56 goals for and 22 goals against.
Nice stats.
Yeah, I think it's looking sort of fairly solid from that point of view. But our stato man, really, is Sam Bradley. Sam, obviously, FIFA, Opta FIFA, etc., all those other stats and so on. I mean, do you incorporate men like Ledbetter, Downing, Fabrini, Kike, Clayton, Adoma, Callas, Ayala, Gibson, Friend, and Constantopoulos?
What do you mean, do I incorporate them?
In your analysis.
Well, of course, you incorporate all players.
Oh, right. Kike seems to be pretty much finding his feet, would you say, Rob?
He made a very good start. He made a good start last season as well, but let's hope it's a case of second season, and therefore he can build on last season and keep going. Obviously, he's got Nugent and Stu Arnie breathing down his neck, but if he keeps scoring goals, he's going to stay in the team.
Forget
isn't he?
MP3s, forget clouds. We've got our very own CD, Christian and Diego. CD. Yeah. See what I did there? I know it might not be the best sort of chance to actually go through, but, you know, Christian and Diego, who look as though they're, again, ideally suited and probably actually pushing Mr. Downing for a place.
Well, obviously, Diego Fabrini's is playing so well in the centre that Stuart, it's part of the reason why Stewie Downing's playing on the left, I suppose, because we envisaged Downing would be in the hole pulling the strings, but Fabrini's really sort of... He'd become a crowd favourite already after a couple of games. I think he'll have a big part to play against Bristol City. He's so quick on the turn. He sort of darts away from opponents, and that sort of gets room, space and room and time for Kike because Fabrini's drawing all the players, and he has a great eye for a pass. And they've already sort of linking up so well at this early stage.
Sam, do you know the record transfers between Middlesbrough and Bristol City? What kind
between
of
Middlesbrough and Bristol? Yeah. I don't. I'd imagine it wouldn't be greater than 7-6 million, probably something like that.
Albert Adoma, £1 million.
Wow!
2013, and the other way back in 2003, the aforementioned Luke Wilshire, £250,000.
Yeah, well,
keeping it real.
Absolutely.
I think Adoma's worth more than that these days.
Well, Wilshire went on to get an awful lot of caps for Australia. Yeah. I think he only lost his place in the Australian team before the last World Cup, and say he was still playing at top level in Holland last season. He might be this season as well. So he's had a pretty good career.
The record victories, this is why I thought, you know, I'd use my time machine to hear.
Do indeed.
I've predicted 4-0, and the last time Middlesbrough beat Bristol City 4-0 home was in February 27th, 1909. That's good. And the last time they actually won 4-0 against Bristol City away, January 15th, 2011.
I remember that.
There
remember
we
that
go,
well.
So, you know, it'll all fit together, really. what's your prediction for tomorrow, then, young Sam?
Well, I haven't really seen Bristol play much, but I anticipate they're not going to beat the Middlesbrough defence, so I'd say 3-4-0 sounds about right, to be fair.
Think Woodgate might return, Rob?
No.
Fair enough. See, short and to the point. Okay.
Well, it was good to see Ben Gibson back against Derby. I didn't expect him to be in the team, and that completes the back four picture. Mm. That means Callas can play it right back. Callas played a very good game, actually, last week at home in the centre. But I would have thought that it would be Gibson Ayala again against Derby.
For any of our Derby colleagues, and of course there was a wonderful lady that used to sort of do joint things between Derby and Middlesbrough, I think, at one stage. That
yes, Carmen. Exactly. Known as Blondie.
Did you connect with Carmen, known as Blondie?
We were hoping to connect, but she wasn't feeling too well on the day. But I think many people know that she was a big fundraiser for cancer charities, raising over £10,000. And herself, she's a cancer survivor, and she's done so superbly well over the last 5 years, and hopefully we're going to see her when Derby come up to Middlesbrough.
Excellent, which actually will be, as she says, looking ahead at the fixture scenario here. We're looking at January 2nd.
All right. Oh, right. So, yeah.
Happy days.
Happy New Year.
Day before my birthday. It's
really?
Genius, yeah. And J.R.R. Tolkien, although one of us is dead. Moving on to the last sort of flurry of games before we actually have the break for the internationals, and of course that home game against MK Dons, which means that the next Live to the Moon podcast will probably be September the 11th, if I'm calculating my Fridays correctly. Then the likelihood is we've got, after a 4-0 win against Bristol City, there we are, on the line already. We have got a package against Burton Albion.
Yeah. Just got my ticket yesterday and you actually can stand at Burton Albion.
Really?
Yeah. A very tricky game indeed, because I don't really remember, but they actually beat us 2-1 in the FA Cup.
It was PK, pre-Karanka.
Definitely was. We were 1-0 up and coasting it, and they scored two goals in the last 2 minutes of the game. But with Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank, he's made a really good start to management, hasn't he? And they got promoted. And
interesting, but I suspect beatable. I'd say 2-1 to Middlesbrough.
I hope so.
Possibly a draw and then a return.
We would be the last championship team standing, very likely, after that. So many went out at the last round.
Exactly. So once again, the road to the semi-final is opening up. Your thoughts, Sam, on the Carling Cup, or is it one of those trophies you just have no time
Capital
for?
Capital One.
Oh, you're quite right.
It's changed.
It used to be milk, of course, you know.
Worthington.
Classic.
I do try and watch the Cups, but I can't say it's the highest on my priorities list. Premier League and Championship, obviously, are somewhat more important.
An Arsene Wenger scholar, obviously, on that basis. You know, puts out the reserves.
I actually used to be a Spurs fan, so definitely not Arsene Wenger.
Yes. Mm. There are moments where he says something, Rob, and you just think, where's he come from? Really? It's outrageous. I can only...
Spurs?
Yeah.
Well, Bill.
Yeah.
God, Bill, right, isn't he?
Yes, but he's never played for Middlesbrough.
Could have.
Yes. So could Lionel Messi, but he hasn't. So we work on that. And, of course, after that, it's the battle of the podcasts.
Is it?
On Your Bike versus Fly Me to the Moon, away to Sheffield Wednesday.
Tony McDonough,
the number one Sheffield Wednesday fan, as he said, they rejoice in a Portuguese summer of being top for one game. There at home to Middlesbrough on the 29th of August, the last game before the international break.
Middlesbrough. I was asked for my advice this week, actually.
By Sheffield Wednesday?
Kind of, yeah. it was. There was a problem with the catering. We could either have hot pies and a reduced capacity, or no pies and a full capacity. And I said, no pies and a full capacity.
I think so.
Get your pie outside the ground.
Who ate all the pies being sung as a mantra from that perspective. It's a Lancashire referee tomorrow, by the way.
Is
just it? I'd let you know that.
Right. That is neutral then, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, relatively neutral from that point of view. To be precise, Paul Tierney. It's his first ever Middlesbrough game of 2015. The last time he actually officiated was the 1-1 home draw with Blackpool in September 2014.
Right, one we should have won.
Ishmael Miller cancelled out Daniel Ayala's header.
Right, yes, that's right.
I just thought I'd let you know that that's the referee. Should you wish to actually follow that through? We don't normally do the stats, but we thought, well, you know, we didn't have Mark at the Moon because we've given up on people writing in letters.
We have,
to the Moon. So let's use some stats and various other things. Exactly. It's to give the content and things to it from that perspective. How can people subscribe to Fly Me to the Moon, the paper companion, for the remaining 9 wonderful editions of this season, plus, of course, the bonus 10th one that has already passed us by?
Absolutely. If you go to the website, www.fmttm.com, and click on subscribe, is probably the easiest. Or you can do it old-fashioned and write to Fly Me to the Moon, Unit 7, Brentnell Centre, Jilk Street, Middlesbrough, TS1 5AP, and it's £22. Please.
A snip. Have you done that, Sam?
I have not.
Have you written your article for Fly Me to the Moon as yet?
I have not.
Have you just been sitting on a couch for the summer watching Sky Sports build up the transfer window?
Sounds about accurate.
I wonder if you'll be able to remember those last words that we close all podcasts with, Rob.
Oh,
it's a test.
There's
no paper issue.
Yeah, there's nothing in front of us.
He says he's got an instant sort of line on this. We just don't know.
Might take two takes.
Well, a 1, a 2, a 3.
Come on, Borough.
And up the Borough.
Come on, Borough, and up the Borough. 7 simple words. A lifetime of entertainment.